让我能够把别的思想、一切的事情完全把它放下，让我们在心灵里边单单的来亲近你，来思想你。我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。请大家今天给我打开《使徒行传》第一章。
Let us all turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章，我们先从第六节看完到第八节。
Chapter 1 of the Acts of the Apostles, we read from verse 6 to verse 8.
有些多了。第六节开始，他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them,It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
然后再请大家从第十二节看完到第十六节。
From verse 12 to 16 again.
有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，约有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去，进了城就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、菲利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚勒菲的儿子雅各、奋月党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意地横切祷告。那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来说，弟兄们，圣灵借大卫的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。
Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simonthe Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. All these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer, together with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brethren, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, Brethren, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was guide to those who arrested Jesus.
我们如果把这一段经文所描写的使徒的情形和前边福音书的末了所描写的情形比较一下。
If we try to have a comparison between this passage of the Acts of the Apostles and the later description of the Gospels,
我们会发现两幅图画有很大的分别。
We can perceive the difference between these two portrayals.
在前边那些门徒是一般好像灰心失望的人。
In the situation of the apostles, we found a group of depressing disciples.
但是在这里我们看见他们好像蛮有信心，蛮有力量。
But here in this phase, we find a group of people full of confidence and power.
分别在什么地方呢？
What is the reason of this difference?
他们早就是被主拣选的人了。
Formerly, they were chosen by our Lord Jesus.
他们早就认识主了。
Previously, they knew who Jesus was.
他们早已经决定全心跟从主了。
They were also aware that they were devoted followers of Jesus Christ.
但是在这个时候跟前面的时候有一个分别。
But there is a difference between these two times.
在这个时候以前，他们虽然早已经是属主的人了。
Before this place, they were fully the followers of our Lord Jesus.
但是他们还没有亲身经验过这位复活的主。
Unfortunately, they were not having the experience of the resurrected Christ.
现在不同了。
But now it is totally different.
他们不单是面对面地看见了复活的主。
Now they were not face to face confronted by our Lord.
他们在灵里边真正重新的经验过了这位复活的主。
Actually, in their spiritual life, they have the real experience of Christ.
为这个原因，他们整个的生命得到了改变。
Because of this encounter, their life was totally changed.
我们的经验有很多时候也是一样。
Similarly, in our situation, we have a similar experience.
我们可能是已经早已经相信了主耶稣了。
Yes, formerly we have accepted our Lord.
我们已经有这么一个决心，愿意按着主的意思生活。
We have also made the decision to live the life that Christ wants us to live.
但是很多时候，我们也可能还落在一个好像灰心失望的经验里边。
However, on many occasions, we are also feeling depressed and frustrated.
我觉得我们也需要门徒在这里的经验。
We also should have the similar experience like these disciples of Christ.
在我们的心灵之中，能够重新再经验到我们属主的这个事实。
We have to renew our experience of Christ in our heart and spirit.
在灵里边重新来经验这位复活的主。
So that we know what the experience of the resurrected Christ is.
那我们要从今天所读的这段经文里边看一看。
In this passage we have just read this morning.
因为他们重新经验过这位复活的主了。
Because of this renewal of experience of the resurrected Christ.
他们整个灵里边的经验不一样了。
The whole difference is perceivable.
他们有新的经验，有新的亮光，有新的认识。
They have new experience, insight, and knowledge.
那我们简单的看一看他们所领受的是什么。
Let us try to understand what these disciples have received.
头一件我觉得最宝贵的就是他们对主耶稣自己有了一个新的认识。
They have a renewal of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
在这里第六节我们看见说
In verse 6 we can see
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说主啊你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗
When they had come together they asked our Lord Will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?
这句话的文法的构造很有意思
In the grammatical understanding we discover some new insight
这个他们问主的这句话说你复兴以色列国这个你字啊是一个很重的语气的一个字。
This word will you, this you is an emphatic significance.
显得在门徒的心里边，他们对主有一个不同的看法。
Because they have a different understanding of the person of our Lord Jesus.
如果我们要把它好像稍微把它改一改，很自由的来翻译一下。
If we try to paraphrase this word,
意思好像是这样说呀。
The meaning is similar to this.
他们说主啊我们知道你有权柄来复兴以色列国。
Our Lord, we understand that you have this power to restore the kingdom.
你有能力来复兴以色列国。
You are totally having the authority to do this.
只要你愿意你就可以复兴以色列国。
If thou will, you will do it.
现在你愿意复兴以色列国吗
?But now, is it the time for you to do it?
换句话说他们承认他们相信主有能力现在做这件超然的事情。
In other words, they are deeply convinced that our Lord has the power and authority to conduct this business.
我们可以说门徒过去三年多一直在等待这件事情。
We can also say that for the past 3 years, the disciples were waiting for this important moment.
虽然他们的看法有错误了。
Although previously they take a different look, which may be erroneous.
但是他们有这么一个盼望要主来复兴以色列国。
But the hope is constantly there in the mind that the Lord will come and restore the kingdom.
但是有了十字架的经验的时候呢
？But when they have this experience of the cross,
门徒有一个极大的失望。
They had a very much frustrated hope.
在以马忤斯的路上，两个门徒一边走路一边谈话。
On the road to Emmaus, two disciples were talking to one another.
面上一定带着很失望的表情。
On their face, they manifest a sadness and sorrow.
主耶稣来到他们跟前，问他们说：“你们在讲什么呀？”
Jesus came to them and asked them what they were talking about.
他们说：“你不知道耶路撒冷发生的事情吗？”
And then they told Jesus, "Do you not know what had happened in the city of Jerusalem?"
他说：“什么事情啊？”
And then they said, "What is that?"
啊，那个耶稣啊，被钉在十字架上了。
They told Jesus that do you not know that this man Jesus was crucified on the cross?
现在已经三天了。
Now it has been 3 days already.
下边那些个门徒说。
And then the disciples said,
然后我们盼望复兴以色列国的就是他。
So in this place, the disciples are found saying that we hope and we look forward to the resurrection and the restoration of the kingdom of Jesus.
但是现在已经死了三天了，我们的盼望落空了。
So what happens now after 3 days of burial?
他们认为主耶稣的能力到那地方就停止了，就没有了。
Because they imagine that the power of our Lord Jesus stopped at that point.
那他们对主的观念认识啊，不是单单在十字架以后是如此啊。
Their understanding of the nature of our Lord does not begin at that point.
在过去有过几次同样的经验。
Previously, they had several similar experiences.
耶稣说：“我要到人到耶路撒冷去，要被交在犹太人的手里边，要被钉在十字架上。”
At one place, Jesus told them that I have to proceed to Jerusalem and to be crucified by the people.
门徒说：“这个不可以啊，这不能临到你的身上啊。”
The disciples hurried to tell him that you cannot do that.
当然不可以啊。
Definitely, that is not the total story.
因为在门徒的心目之中，
because in their understanding of the disciples,
如果你是神的儿子，你是弥赛亚，
if you are the son of God, the Elijah, the prophet,
那你就不能够被钉死。
You cannot be crucified.
你要是被钉死在十字架上，就证明你不是弥赛亚了。
If you are crucified, that will indicate that you are not the coming Messiah.
当然门徒说不可以，不可以。
That is why the disciples told him that that cannot happen to you.
主耶稣但是一再的告诉他们，人子必须这样受死。
However, our Lord repeatedly reiterated this important message.
但是门徒始终不能明白。
To the ignorance of the disciples.
现在主耶稣亲自从死里复活了。
But now our Lord Jesus came to life again from dead.
亲自向门徒显现了。
Revealed himself to them.
亲自和门徒在灵里面有了交通了。
Encounter the life of the disciples in the spirit.
门徒现在对主有了个新的认识。
And the disciples had this new experience with him.
就是这位被钉死在十字架上的主。
And that is the Christ who was crucified on the cross.
他仍然有权柄，仍然有能力可以复兴以色列国。
He had the power and authority to restore the kingdom of Israel.
这位主是一位有能力的主，是一位有权柄的主。
This fully indicates the power and authority of this Lord.
他有权掌管着人所不能够做的事情。
He can do something beyond human power.
他有权来做人不愿意他做的事情。
He had the authority to do something beyond the wishes of men.
他有能力可以做人认为不可能的事情。
He is omnipotent to perform acts beyond human capacity.
他们现在对主有了新的认识。
He is now telling them this new perception of Christ.
从此以后他们不会再灰心了，因为他们知道他们所信的是这么样的一位主。
And because of this revelation, the disciples from now on did not possess this wrong view of him.
今天我觉得我们需要对主有一个新的估价。
Today, we ought to have a new estimation of the true nature of our Lord Jesus.
很多时候我们对主的认识啊，也就好像门徒在没有复活主没有复活以前的那种观念一样。
On many occasions, our understanding of our Lord is similar to the previous knowledge of the disciples.
虽然我们的头脑里面知道主是全能的，主是神的儿子等等。
Although intellectually we comprehend different aspects of our Lord,
但是在实际的心灵的经验里面呢
？However, in our practical experience.
我们还觉得这位主是一位有限的，是一位没有什么了不得超然的能力的这么一位主。
We seem to feel that our God is too small, lack of power and authority.
在我们的脑子里边，在我们的灵里面的经验，好像把主耶稣给限制住了。
In our head and in our heart, our knowledge of Christ seems to be limited.
就在没多久以前，我在香港和一个弟兄谈话。
Quite a moment ago, I talked to a brother in Hong Kong.
他正在遭遇着一个很困难的经验。
He was experiencing some difficulties in life.
全家都是信主的。
The whole family are Christians.
那么在这个极难的经验面前呢，全家都感觉到很失望似的。
But because of the recent happening to the family, the whole family was depressed.
有一天晚上我去探他，我们在一起谈话，后来在一起祷告。
Upon a recent visitation to the family, we talked with one another and then we prayed together.
我也不知道当时用什么话来安慰他好。
I found it very hard to use words of exhortation.
因为的确是一件非常困难的经验。
Because that experience is really hard to bear.
那么我就跟他讲，我说，主能够替我们担当，我们自己担当不了的重担。
I told him then that our Lord Jesus could bear those burdens which is beyond our understanding.
他能够替我们解决我们自己没办法解决的问题。
He could help us to solve problems which is really beyond what man can do.
然后他就看看我，摇摇头，他对我讲。
And then he looked at my face, shaking his head, and then said,
他说你看，能做的事情我都做了，还有什么盼望？
He said, what can be done? I have done it. What else can I do?
我觉得这个就是很多时候我们的观念，我们的态度。
I think that these words from the brother seems to be a similar manifestation of our attitude.
我能做的我都做了。
What can be done? I have done it.
我都做完了，我都没办法改变这个情形了。
I have no other way to turn the whole thing around.
连我都改变不了这个情形，主还有什么办法呀？
Even I cannot do it, how can the Lord do it?
差不多就是这么一个观念。
This is a very similar attitude among us.
连我都没办法了，主还有什么办法呀？
I myself cannot perform the whole thing.
就如同 J.B. Phillips 写那本书哈，你 Your God is too small.
好像 J.B. Phillips 写的，你的神太小了。
我们对神的观念呢，好像就跟我们一样的那个观念。
It is the difficulty that our concept of God is so confined to our comprehension.
好像神呢成了我们的脑子里边的所造出来的这么一个神了。
It is apparently that God is a human projection of the mind.
有一个人很。幽默的这么样讲啊，说圣经上告诉我们说，神按着他的形象造了人。
In a humor, a man once said that God has created man according to his image.
但是很多时候呢，我们却按着我们的形象来重新造神。
However, on different occasions, we have created the image of God according to our understanding.
我们觉得我们的神就跟我们差不多一样。
As if God is similar to man.
神的能力，神的慈爱，神的一切，好像跟我们都差不多。
His power, his love, and all his attributes are similar to human possessions.
门徒在主复活以前对主就是这么一个观念。
The disciples before the resurrection of Christ our Lord had similar understanding.
但是现在不一样了。
But now it is totally different.
他们在灵里面经验过了这位复活的主。
Because in the spiritual life, they have actually experienced the resurrected Christ.
他们现在对主有一新的认识。
They have now a new understanding of Him.
啊，原来主仍然是一位有大能的主。
That God is the God of power.
他仍然有权柄，如果他愿意，他就可以复兴以色列国。
He had the power to restore the kingdom if he wishes.
那今天我们的主仍然是这么一位有权柄，是一位大能的主。
Yes, our Lord today is the similar God who has the power and authority.
不论我们所遭遇的环境是什么
，No matter what we are going to encounter in life.
问题是，谁在我们的生命里边来做负责，来做主？
The problem is, who is the Lord of our life and environment?
不要把神看得太小了。
We cannot regard God as small.
不要用我们自己的形象来把神限制住。
We cannot create an image of God according to our human mind.
我们需要对神有一个新的估价。
A new estimation is definitely necessary.
对主有个新的认识。
A new understanding of the Lord himself.
但是很多时候啊，另外的一个困难呢，是我们对主认识了。
However, there are many occasions in which we, yes, have some knowledge of God.
但是另外一方面呢，我们不愿意在心灵里边来经验这位大能的主。
Yet on the other hand, we often refuse and are reluctant to experience Him in our spiritual life.
我们知道主的能力。
Yes, we are convinced of His power.
但是我们好像不大觉得主的能力能够直接跟我发生什么关系。
But we have not yet appropriated the similar power into our life.
我们知道主是一位有全能的主。
Yes, we know that He is great.
但是我们又不愿意在生活里边跟这位主好像发生一个太亲密的关系。
But we often refuse or we are reluctant to form a relation with him.
我们承认主有能力。
We are convinced of his power.
但是如同昨天在中国教会历史的专题讲座的时候讲到中国人对神的观念一样。
It's similar to the discussion yesterday concerning the history of the church about the Chinese attitude to God.
敬鬼神而远之。
We regard God and the Spirit, and yet we leave a gap between them and us.
正如以色列人的经验一样。
It is similar to the experience of Israel.
他们被掳的时候那个经验。
It is that kind of experience.
他们敬畏耶和华。
They feel the awe before Yahweh.
但是他们却去侍奉迦南地的神。
But they serve and dedicate themselves to the God of Canaan.
他们并不知道耶和华的能力。
It is not their ignorance of this God.
也并不知道耶和华的慈爱或者关心他们的心。
They were not unaware of this mercy and concern of Yahweh.
他们认识神，他们敬畏神。
They had perceived God and they knew them and they knew Him.
但是在生活里面，他们却去侍奉另外一个神。
But in their life.They devoted their energy and worship to other gods.
他不能够去灵里面经验跟这位神有生命的关系。
There were no day-to-day relation-to-relation experience in the spirit.
会不会有时候我们遇到这个试探呢？
Very often we are tempted by similar difficulties.
我们不能不承认神，我们知道神的真实。
We cannot neglect this important God.
我们知道主怎么样关心或者怎么样的圣洁等等。
We are aware that he is concerned and he takes good care of us.
但是另外一方面呢，我们实际生活呢，却要去侍奉另外的一个神。
However, in our actual life, we perform our service and worship to other God.
现在这帮门徒对主有了一个新的认识。
In this place, the disciples had a new understanding of God.
他们现在愿意承认主的权威。
And now they are fully convinced and they confess of this power.
他们愿意信靠这位主的全能。
They fully depend upon this authority of God.
主啊，只要你愿意复兴以色列国，你能够做。
Lord, if you are willing to do it, you can restore the kingdom.
你愿意做吗？
Are you willing to do it now?
他们对主有了新的认识。
They have a new understanding of him.
然后第二方面，我们看见呢，他们对自己有了一个新的认识。
They have a secondly, they have a new understanding of themselves.
在第十三节这里讲到，这些个门徒回到耶路撒冷上了所住的房。
In verse 13, we found that they returned to the upper room and gathered there.
这里讲的这些使徒的名字。
Now we have a full description of the names of the disciples.
这些使徒的名字的一个构造啊，那个句子的构造很有意思啊。
This description of the apostles has a certain significance.
你们如果是有这个希腊文的圣经，你会看出来啊。
If you have a Greek testament before you, you can see it.
这里有好多个字翻不出来。
There are many words hard to interpret.
没法翻译出来。
You can't translate them well.
也许可以翻出来，但是翻出来以后就不像好中文了。
Because if you translate into a second language like Chinese, it loses the meaning.
假如我们把那个字都翻出来呢，我们应该这样说。
If we translate the word, it looks like this.
在那里有彼得和约翰。
In this place, there are Peter and John.
雅各和安德烈。
James and Andrew.
菲利和多马。
Philip and Thomas.
下下都是这样。
And then it is similar a description.
意思是两个名字中间有一个盒子。
Between two names, there is an end.
我们根本没办法把它翻出来。
We cannot translate that in Chinese.
翻出来就不是很好听了。
Because if you translate in Chinese in a similar Greek manner, it loses its elegance.
那意思就是说，这里好像啊，这个作者把这些门徒分成了一组一组的。
Apparently, the writer of the book of Acts wants to group these disciples in different classes.
彼得和约翰是一组。
Peter and John belongs to one group.
雅各和安德烈是一组。
James and Andrew to another.
但是其实特别的就是啊，他特别把彼得和约翰组成一组。
Very interestingly, Peter and John are grouped together.
因为在这个福音书里，你看呢，那个次序常常不是这样啊。
Because it is interesting to notice that in the Synoptic Gospels we don't have this grouping.
他常常是彼得、雅各、约翰嘛。
Because we always have Peter, John, and James.
现在呢，彼 得跟约翰组成一组了。
But now we have Peter and John together.
现在彼得和约翰两个人要合在一起，在那里下边要同心合意的祷告，同心合意的做工。
Now Peter and John are grouped together to perform the service of our Lord in prayer and in mission.
彼得和约翰两个人在一起做工。
Peter and John labor together.
多么难做呀！
It is difficult for them.
我们知道彼得的性情是什么样子。
We understand the temperament of Peter.
也知道约翰是一个什么样的人。
Also, we are aware of what kind of man that John was.
彼得是一个心直口快的人呐。
Peter was an impetuous fellow.
性情很急，很快。
With a hot temper.
看见什么事情了，即刻就要做。
He just acted upon an immediate understanding.
有什么话了，即刻就讲。
He spoke.Without a second thought.
做错了，重新再改过。
And then he repented and do it again upon mistakes.
讲完了再说，我讲错了。
And then he reiterated again what he had wrongly said.
不会重新多想一想，看见什么即刻就要做。
There is no place for second thought for Peter.
约翰不是如此。
But for John, it is different.
约翰不大会很快讲话。
John did not speak too rushly.
遇见一些情形，他不大容易决定。
He sometimes finds himself in an undecisive situation.
但是等到他想通了，他下了决心决定了，你不容易改他。
His determinations are also found, are only found after careful thinking and estimation.
这么样的两个人，性情完全不同的人在一起做事很难做呀。
So we can perceive the difficulties of this collaboration between John and Peter, people of different character and temperament.
遇见一个工作了。
When they have a job to do.
彼得说啊，好机会，赶快去做。
So Peter will say that, oh, there's a good chance. Let us do it immediately.
约翰说，慢慢的想清楚了再做呀。
John will say that, let us give a second thinking to this and let us be cautious in doing it.
彼得说，不要想了，再想没有机会了。
Peter said that, no, we can't delay. Otherwise, the procrastination will take away the chance.
约翰说，你想清楚，你做错了以后怎么办呢？
John will exhort him by saying that what happened if you make the mistake?
这么样的两个人在一起做事非常难做呀。
So we can see the kind of difficulty in this collaboration.
性情不一样。
The temperament were different.
看法不一样。
The outlook not the same.
背景不一样。
The background are also having some discrepancy.
很多时候基督徒中间同工是不是就常有这个困难呢？
Very often we found similar kind of difficulties in our collaboration with others.
因为性情不一样，因为背景不一样，或者看法不一样。
The difference in outlook, temperament, and their background.
两个人不能合作。
Cause difficulty in their cooperation.
因为我做事的方法不同，我没办法跟他合作。
Because of these different ways of doing things, there is a difficulty in working together.
他做事这么慢。这么没有好像主见一样。
He is a slow worker, a very indecisive fellow.
或者另外一个人呢，他性情这么急，怎么跟他一起合作呀？
While on the other hand, the other one is a hot-tempered man who always acts without second thought.
而过去的门徒可能就是如此。
Previously, we found the disciples were in similar difficulties.
现在不一样了。
But now they were different.
现在他们因为面对面的经验过了这位复活的主。
Because of this face-to-face encounter with the resurrected Lord.
他们对自己有了一个新的认识。
They have a new perception of their own life.
他知道自己那个特别的看法，那个特别的个性不要紧。
They know that their own assertion and their own temperament are not primary in serving God.
要紧的不是为把我的个性显出来，或者把我的看法把它做成。
What is significant is not to assert their own outlook or their own way of doing things.
要紧的是怎么样能够把主的工作做得成。
What is most important is how to do the work of God.
有时候为了一点个性的不一样，结果叫主的工作受了拦阻，这是一个多么愚拙的一件事情。
Because this is not the right thing to do if we try to.Give hindrance to the work of God due to our difference in outlook.
但是很多时候事实就是如此。
However, on many occasions, we found that these kind of undesirable situations turn up.
基督徒和基督徒中间不能够同工，就是因为我们看法不一样，我们的性情不一样。
There is lack of cooperation among Christian co-workers due to this kind of difference in outlook and temperament.
我认为应当如此，我的看法一定就是对的。
This is my understanding, and my outlook is right.
我要坚持完成或者做到我，结果我的亏损。
And because of this, as a consequence, the Lord's work is hindered.
门徒现在学到这件事情，把自己的个性的分别把它忘记，把它放下。
The apostles of our Lord had learned this important lesson, and they put aside their own assumptions.
我们需要学习这个功课。
We similarly have to learn a similar lesson.
很多时候，也许是为了我们的好处。主就会特别的把我们这些个个性不同的人把它放在一起。
Many cases we found that for the benefit of our own service, God put these people of a discrepant background together.
需要在这个环境里面学习。
Because it is a process of learning.
如果在这样的经验里面，我们不能够学习到像主的那个样式。
Because in this kind of difficult to cooperate experience, we cannot learn the good lesson.
不单主的工作受亏损，我们自己的灵性也受亏损。
We cannot proceed with the good ministry to God, and at the same time, we are just having a hindrance for our own spiritual growth.
很多时候我们就是被这些东西拦阻了我们在主里面那个合一的心。
But unhappily, these kind of things often destroy our ministry.
我们需要在这方面有一个特别的领受。
We should have a renewal of experience in these things.
我们把很多人都看见过王明道先生写的见证吗？
Many of us have read of the testimony written by Pastor Wang Mingdao.
他跟他的太太两个人性情很不一样。
He and his wife had different temperaments.
他说他做事呢，样样都要整整齐齐的。
Pastor Wang had a interest in ordering his things in a good manner.
台面上一本书都不可以摆歪，摆的要正正的，样样整整齐齐的。
Even the book on the table has to be well placed.
太太就不同了吗？
But his wife was different.
做事就觉得随随便便不要紧。
He or she was very casual in these trivialities.
王明道先生写好一封信，叫太太去寄。
Pastor Wang once wrote the letter and asked the wife to mail it.
太太把邮票贴上了，结果把那个头呢向下边转过来贴着。
His wife stick the stamp on the letter, but he turned the stamp upside down.
王明道先生，哎呀，这样的信拿出去怎么能见的人呢？
Pastor Wang said, "How can a letter with this stamp upside down be mailed to our friend?"
太太说，你要人看邮票还是看信呢？
Why do you say that the people will be more interested in your letter rather than the place of the stem?
两个人就为这些原因出了多少的摩擦，多少的困难。
And sometimes this kind of domestic conflict often took place in the family.
但这功课两个人都要学。
However, this is the lesson that both of them had to learn.
个性有的时候是不容易改的。
Temperamental character can hardly be changed sometimes.
但是如果我们要不肯把我们个性那些个特别的地方把它放下，来迁就我们主里边的同工。
But if we refuse to adjust this difference in temperament and to put aside our own interests,
to 迁就我们的弟兄姊妹，
so as to adjust to the co-laborers and also brothers and sisters in Christ,
吃亏的不单是主的工作，
not only the work of God suffer.
我们自己的灵性也会受亏损。
Our own spiritual growth will also be hindered.
门徒这里我觉得另外这个领受非常宝贵。
In this place, this is an important lesson for the apostles.
他们对自己有了个新的认识。
They took a new look of their own character.
然后第三方面我们看见呢。
In the third aspect, let us turn our gaze.
他们对他们工作的性质有了新的认识。
They had a new understanding of the kind of work, the quality of the work.
在第十四节的末了，记着一句很特别的话呀。
In verse 14, it is an interesting phrase.
我不晓得大家读起来有没有觉得特别。
I don't know whether you feel the same when you read this.
第十四节的末了，这里说呀。
In verse 14, end of it.
这些个人呢，所有的人都同心合意的横切祷告。
All these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer.
门徒同心合意的横切祷告。
The apostles prayed together in one accord.
什么地方我们看见过门徒同心合意的横切祷告过呀？
Where else have we found the praying together in one accord of the disciples?
什么时候你看见门徒开过祷告会啊？
Where is the place in the Bible that we have found a prayer meeting conducted by the disciples?
你去查查四福音看一看。
When you turn to the four gospels,
从来没有见门徒在一起同心合意的祷告过。
We can seldom found this prayer meeting of the apostles.
他们不错，曾求主教导他们祷告。
True, the disciples often ask the Lord to teach them how to pray.
但是主教他们祷告的时候，在克西马尼园，他们都睡着觉了。
But when the Lord instructed them to pray, for example, in the Garden of Gethsemane, they all went to sleep.
他们从来没有过同心合意在一起祷告的经验。
They did not have that experience of praying together in one accord.
那意思也就是说呀，这样的祷告不是一个习惯。
It means that this is not customary.
不是说像很多时候，人一样，开会以前，好啦，我们先祷告一下啦，啊。
Very often we usually pray before we meet and discuss.
心在不在都不要紧，那我们一定要祷告一下先才可以哈。
Whether our hearts are there or not does not matter, but we have to perform this convention.
这是我们的习惯了。
This is our custom or the hobby.
门徒当时没有这个习惯。
But the disciples did not have this kind of practice.
主耶稣复活以后向门徒显现的时候，也没有吩咐门徒应当祷告。
After the resurrection, when the Lord revealed himself to the disciples, the Lord did not ask them to do this.
马太福音二十八章，主耶稣吩咐门徒说，
In Matthew 28, our Lord instructed the disciples,
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Go and preach the gospel to all the nations.
在这里，使徒行传第一章，主对门徒说，
In this place, Acts chapter 1,
你们到这些地方去做我的见证。
Specific places are mentioned in this commission.
主吩咐他们去做主的见证，或者传福音给万民听。
They were instructed to preach the gospel and to bear witnesses to our Lord.
那我想门徒得到这个命令以后，他们一定遵行了。
I'm sure that the disciples, having received this commandment from God, they would proceed to do it.
主说去传福音给万民听，他们就去传了。
They preached the gospel to the others according to the instruction.
你们做见证，他们就去做了。
To bear witnesses to our Lord.
但他们真正去开始传福音，去做见证啊。
But when they formally begin this ministry of the gospel,
他们发现了一个新的事情。
They found a new thing happening in the midst.
去传福音，没有人听。
When they preached the gospel, it seems that nobody was there to hear them.
去做见证，没有果效。
When they went to witness, it was a fruitless ministry.
他们知道自己应当去做工。
They knew that they had to work for God.
于是他们就去做了。
That is why they went out and do it.
但是当他们一开始做的时候，他发现了这么样的工作没有果效啊。
But in the ministry, they have discovered that there is a lack of productivity.
于是他们不能够不来到主的面前，来向主迫切的祷告。
Reluctantly or not, they all come down before the Lord in prayer.
他们现在学习到了一个功课。
They have not learned the lesson.
他们现在做的那个工作呀，不是靠他们自己那个热心、那个力量可以做得成的。
They are convinced now that the work on their hand can never be performed in the proper way apart from the power from above.
他们不能够不来同心合意、恒切的祷告。
They cannot not to bow down to pray together.
他们知道，如果这个工作要能果有果效，必须要求主，让主来工作。
Fruitfulness and prosperity in the work can only be dependent upon the power from above.
他们知道了，他们需要主，需要求主。
They were deeply convinced now that God is necessary in the ministry.
我觉得我们也需要这个经验。
In a similar way, we do need this experience.
有的时候也许需要借着一些个没有办法的环境，或者叫我们失败的经验来学这个功课。
Because many times we only learn the experience after lots of failures and shortcomings.
我们觉得在一个情形下，我们很有火热的心呢，或者我们有很好的方法呀，或者口才呀，我们要去为主做工。
When we are zealous for God, when we have different gifts like speaking, and then we go out to serve our Lord.
我们觉得如果工作做得好啊，就看我有多少热心了，就看我有多少忠心了。
It seems that the fruitfulness of the work is dependent upon the degree of our zealousness and also our gift.
当然，忠心热心都是必须的。
Of course, this gift and this faithfulness to God are very important to the ministry.
但什么时候我们如果忘记了我们所做的工作不是我的热心做得成的？
But if we forget the important fact that this enthusiasm from us is not the only explaining factor for the success of the work.
如果主要不在我们中间做工，
if we lack the absence of God's presence，
如果我们没有依靠主来做成主的工作，
if there is no dependence upon God for the work that He has asked us to do，
我们做的工作永远也不能够有好的果效。
There will be no eternal result for this work.
如果没有一个迫切的依靠主的心，祷告的心，
if there is no absolute dependence upon our Lord in prayer，
我们的工作恐怕都是只是我自己靠着我自己的方法的一点活动而已。
It will be a kind of self-oriented religious activity conducted by ourselves.
门徒对他们的工作有一个新的认识。
The disciples now have come to a new understanding of
ministry. 这是个属灵的工作，是主的工作，需要主自己来做。
It is a spiritual ministry, the Lord's work that must be conducted by the Lord Himself.
所以他们必须要迫切的祷告，求主来做。
So prayer and dependence are absolutely necessary for God coming into the ministry.
然后最末一件事情我们看呢。
And then the final thing that we can see in this place.
他们不单对主有了个新的认识。
They not only possess now a new understanding of the Lord.
对他们自己有了新的认识。
They also have a new perception of their own selves.
对他们的工作的性质有了新的认识。
They now take a new look in the ministry.
现在他们对神的话有了一个新的认识。
Their attitude towards the will of God is also totally changed.
因为刚才我们所看的第十六节这里，彼得对其他的门徒说呀。
In verse 16, we find a very important thing.
而弟兄们，圣灵借大卫的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这个话是必须应验的。
Peter told the brethren that the scripture had to be fulfilled which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas who was guide to those who arrested Jesus.
那么下边就解释怎么应验法呢？
And then later onThe description was there about the fulfillment of this word.
犹大死去了，现在我们需要在我们中间选一个人来代替犹大。
Judas died, and now we had to elect a new member into the whole group.
那么讲这件事情时候呢，这里彼得引用好几节诗篇的话语。
In the description of this, Peter used several verses that come from the Psalms.
如果我们要读一读旧约的诗篇，
If we read the Old Testament Psalms,
你会发现那里从来没有提过耶稣的名字。
There, you can never find the name of Jesus mentioned.
没有提过犹大的名字。
No mention of Judas.
没有提过门徒的名字。
Nor the name of the disciples.
彼得是一个很虔诚的犹太人。
Peter was an Orthodox Jew.
我想彼得对旧约的经文很熟悉。
I'm sure that Peter was familiar with the Old Testament scripture.
大概不是主耶稣复活以后，彼得才开始读这些经文。
Maybe after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, Peter gave attention to this verse again.
Oh, 他以前对这个经文一定很熟悉了。
Before that time, he was familiar with this passage.
他读这些经文可能读过很多次了。
Maybe he read this passage on several occasions.
他知道旧约这些圣经的教训。
He knew the teaching and instruction of the Old Testament.
但是在过去读到旧约这些教训的时候呢？
But formerly, when he read of this Old Testament descriptions,
他大概从来没有看见，没有想到这些个经文和他有什么关系。
He did not happen to know the relation of these descriptions to him.
现在他们经验过复活的主了。
But now he had the experience of the resurrected Lord.
他对神的话有个新的领受。
He had a new understanding of the will of God.
原来神在旧约讲这句话呀，是为着我们讲的，要在我们中间应验。
He suddenly came to understand that this word in the Old Testament was definitely related and relevant to themselves.
他看见了神的话和他的生活、他的生命的关系。
They saw the related situation of the word of God to their own life.
神的话是向他讲的。
The word of God was addressed to him.
神的话要在他身上应用出来。
A similar word was to be fulfilled among them.
他需要现在遵行神的话，选一个人代替犹大的职位。
And now, according to this instruction of the word, he had to elect a new member to join the team.
今天我们也需要对神的话有这么一个新的经验。
Similar way, we should have a new experience of the Word of God.
我们知道神的话知道了很多。
Yes, indeed, we have read about the Word of God a lot.
但是很多时候呢，就我们读圣经就如同彼得在过去读旧约一样啊。
But on many occasions, when we read the Scripture, we are found in a similar situation as that of Peter who read formerly the Old Testament.
我们读是读的那些话了，但是看不见那个话和我的生命有什么关系。
Yes, we read without understanding the relevance of the word to our lives.
那需要复活的主在我们的心里面做工作。
We should possess the resurrected Lord to speak to us.
当我们一读圣经的时候，啊，即刻看见这个话原来是向我讲的。
So when we read the scripture today, we know the relevance of it to our lives.
这是我需要遵行的。
This is what I should obey.
我们可能知道许多神的话。
Maybe we have read and we have come across many words of scripture.
我们知道那些个经文讲的是什么事。
We know the meaning of different passages.
但是那些个经文跟我们真正的生活是不是有直接的实在的关系呢？
But what is the relevance of these passages to our life today?
神的话应许给我们了，他能够满足我们一切的需要。
The word of God promises us that He will satisfy our heart.
他能够替我们解决一切的问题。
He will help us to solve our problems.
真能吗？
Is it true?
如果真能，为什么还有很多时候遇到一些难题，我们睡不着觉呢？
If that is true, why is it that when we come across difficulties, we are found low and sorrowful?
我们真相信神是全能的吗？
Are you really a believer of this omnipotent power of God?
他如果是全能的，他能解决我生活中现在面前的这个困难吗？
If he is all powerful, do you believe that he can help solving your own problem now?
主是慈爱的。
Our Lord is merciful.
他爱我们，他关心我们。
He loves us and he takes care of us.
他能够安慰我们，能够帮助我们。
He can comfort us and help us.
真能吗？
Is that true?
当你感觉到孤单、寂寞，或者被人误会，或者有困难的时候，
When you are found in a situation of loneliness and being misunderstood by others,
那时候主能够成为你的安慰吗？
Can God at that moment become your comfort?
主会听我们祷告。
God is willing to hear our prayer.
圣经上讲过不知多少次了。
Scripture has reiterated many times this promise.
真的吗？
But is that true to our lives?
你今天能不能站起来做见证说，昨天、上个礼拜或者上个月主听了我的哪一个祷告？
Can you stand up and witness to us of the fulfillment of the Lord for your prayer yesterday, yesterweek, and yestermonth?
很多时候这些经文我们不是不知道。
Yes, we are aware of different passages of similar promises in Scripture.
但是很多时候我们好像看不见，经验不到这些经文和我的生命有什么直接关系。
But many times we find that we cannot see.Or comprehend the relevance of these promises to our lives.
我们需要像当时门徒有这个经验。
We have to possess similar experience of these apostles.
重新经验神的话的真实。
A renewal of the experience of the reality of the word.
门徒因为他们有这个新的领受，有了新的经验。
Because of this new understanding and experience among the disciples,
他们现在预备好了，能够等着。复五旬节圣灵的降临。
They were now fully equipped to wait for the coming of the Pentecost.
借着他们，神要在人间做奇妙的事情。
So that God will conduct a great spiritual business among men through them.
神照样也能够借着我们做奇妙的事。
In a similar way, God will do great things through us.
如果我们今天在神的面前预备好了，是可以给神使用的。
If we are prepared fully before the presence of God,
那低头我们用祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
亲爱的父，我们一同俯伏在你的面前，我们真是要像初期教会的门徒一样，我们要在你的面前等待、追求得着你要给我们那个灵里边新的经验，叫我们重新的经验到你自己的真实，重新的经验到你自己的全能。我们要重新认识我们自己，认识你所给我们那个托付，认识你的话的能力，让你自己今天能够借着我们做你自己的工作。求你开我们的眼睛，求你吸引我们的心，让你能够在我们中间，在我们心灵里边
做你所要做的工作。我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。